ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಯೆಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ರಿಸೀವ್ಡ್ ಎ ಲಾಟರಿ. What a unique scene in the drama. Generally, lottery is not for everyone. But in godly magic box is a lottery for everyone. The question is, who are really recognizing the lottery, drawing it, and believing this is lottery for me. Because many times there are many sometimes things offer, there are offer in the market, and the letter comes, so there is a lottery for you. I say, oh, there are many people speaking about it. And then you don't even draw, and then you realize that was true. Does it happen sometimes? But that is the world of deception, and this is the world of truth. The spiritual world, the land of truth, is being established. And the confluence age is a unique age. Very interesting. That even sometimes without getting a ticket, buying a ticket, you get the lottery, sudden lottery. What is the ticket? Is coming from abroad to India? Is that ticket that we buy and pay to the travel agent? Or it's a ticket of love and faith? And it's a ticket, the paying. We don't pay money, but we do pay attention with mind and intellect. Those who have experienced what Manmanabhava is, what yoga of the intellect is, what the relationship with God is, suddenly they get a lottery. A lottery of experiencing meeting with God. It's a lottery of unique meeting. As yesterday Baba made us aware, have you ever dreamt that you will have a meeting with Sakar Baba? How many times he used the word Sakar and also used the word Baba? It's a meeting with Baba. He did not say Avyakt Baba. And so my experience from the very beginning yesterday was, as soon as Gulzar Dadi sat on the gaddi, drishti of that moment was feeling it is not Gulzar Dadi. And I said, oh, amazing, today is like when Sakar Baba would come and sit on the gaddi, and it was the feeling just like Bap Dada. Bap is bringing Dada with him. Shiv Baba comes to meet his children and he rides his horse, his chariot. The charioteer sits in the chariot, and the chariot also come, and the charioteer is also there. This is the Ashwamedh Yajna, where the horse offered himself, instrument offered himself. And so Brahma Baba is, Baba sometimes says, it's the horse of Hussain, of the most beautiful one. And so means Shiv Baba entering Brahma Baba's body while he is sitting in his room after Amrit Vela, before the class, getting ready. The charioteer is getting ready. And Shiv Baba says, let's go. My children are waiting in the history hall. And so Bap means the father will bring Dada in the class. And then Didiji will accompany him. Didiji would say, let me bring Baba in the class. But Shiv Baba would say, let me bring Dada in the class. Brahma, Dada. Like Dadi means senior sister. Bap means father. So Bap, father, bringing Dada means senior brother in the class to meet the children. So it means Brahma Baba is also meeting and Shiv Baba is meeting. And now it's an avyakta role, is that the Gulzar Dadi's conscious becomes incognito, the presence is incognito. It's not that the soul has gone, left the body. No, the soul is still there. But Baba is using the instrument. It means using her presence, is that's why he's using, but not consciousness. So this Gulzar Dadi is most of the time away, yesterday in between, in the last she was present. But if you ask one time, because since last season there has been a change taking place, time to time. And first time when it was Baba came, and Baba gave a long time drishti, and everybody was waiting, Baba will come, Baba is coming. And it was a little bit, it was in October. That's here, when is Baba coming? Baba is not coming. And it was, Baba was present already, but some recognized through drishti, it was very clear. But the impression, memories, past experience was blocking some to not experience what was happening at the present time. Because we are, it means our expectations, our experience, our memories, and our own just fixed idea, what we have had, we have a kind of faith, what we have developed. But we want to have the same system. And so, but then Baba did not call Gulzar Dadi in trance. Long drishti. And eventually, then it was clear. And Karuna Bhai came to Munni Ben and said, Baba should speak now. And Nilu Ben went at the stage. Those who were there, if you could recall that, and asked Baba, Baba, would you like to speak to the children? And Baba nodded. Then the mic was put in front of Baba, and yet Baba giving Drishti with so much love, as that he just wanted to make every child sit in his eyes. And it was the feeling he is really making each individual the light of his eyes. I felt it is just like now he is forcing himself to fulfill the wish of speaking, you know. But he is enjoying the meeting. Like yesterday, he said, this is the meeting, man milan, drishti milan, through the eyes. Baba's eyes are focused on Baba's, but children's eyes, and children's eyes are fixed on Baba's eyes. Anyway, Baba did speak, and the other day, next day, I met Gulzar Dadi, and I asked the Dadi, yesterday, Baba used, and it was Gulzar Dadi's sound. The Gulzar Dadi did not go in trance, and it was spoken in Gulzar Dadi's sound. And I said, Dadi, it was two occasions. One time sound was used, Gulzar Dadi did not go in trance. Other time was also she did not go. It was just 1 second feeling just going, like a deep breath was taken. And next breath Baba was present. It was not like a jerk going into trance. It was a feeling that like a breath is. And she is not there and Baba is present there. And then Baba spoke. And that was avyakta sound. Another time was sakar sound. So these two times, both times, because I want to revise today's murlis, yesterday's murlis as well, but I want to share with you what it has been, not a new thing today, but sakar milan, corporeal milan was, Baba said, you are meeting the corporeal Baba. But that time it was not said that you are meeting the corporeal Baba. You are waiting to meet sakar in corporeal form, means it's here in this corporeal world. And so, both time. So first time I asked Baba Dadi that Baba did not speak in the avyakta tone. He used your signed box. Dadi, did you notice, did you feel that Baba was using your sound box and was not speaking the avyakta whisper like he uses every time? I was walking with her, holding her hand in her courtyard, in her cottage. And she said, he's master. He's using the body. It's up to him to use the sound or not. I said, did you notice? She says, no, she was not aware. She was not aware that Baba, which language, which sound he spoke. And other time I asked that Baba did not call you in trance. And she says, nobody told her. I said, no, Badadi, Baba did not call you. It was just a breath and gesture. And she says she did not know, she was not aware of that. So this last season in Sunis, October, November, this was, it was not October, November, it was actually the February, March would have been, no, because we are, whatever it was, I think it was October, November, yeah. So I spoke to both times. And also in the meeting we asked also direct questions, because some people were wondering whether Baba was there or not, or was it Gulzar Dadi or not, or it was who is doing, perhaps Gulzar Dadi is always speaking like. And a suddenly message came from Ahmedabad last time that who is running this yajna? Is it Gulzar? Who is responsible for the yajna? Can this such a big yajna run by Gulzar? And all these souls, thousands and thousands, are coming. Are they coming to see Gulzar? They come to see Baba. And when Baba is gone, they are gone. Yes, some do come to meet Baba. Would they ask Shiv Baba, how is your health? Would Baba, they would... So it is, this is, one has to understand who is actually meeting us. So this was answer, very short message that suddenly came from Ahmedabad. So because there were many, some questions in the mind of others. Is it Dadi or is it Baba, or is it perhaps now Baba is not, only Gulzar Dadi is doing all these things. And no, but it is, be aware, have the realization. It's a very valuable, wonderful realization to recognize. And it is possible only when there's love and faith is there, knowledge is clear. Who is meeting and in what consciousness we can meet. It is the spiritual meeting of the souls with the Supreme Soul. And for that we are preparing before Baba comes. And in soul consciousness, it is the experience, it is not the words. It's the invisible thing, because incorporeal is invisible. Corporeal form is not visible. Baba does not have a corporeal form. But his qualities become corporeal in a sense that we experience in this corporeal world. In incorporeal world, the souls are sitting for 5,000 years. Many. They don't bring the knowledge from the soul world. They don't bring that experience of love. They do not bring... So the qualities of God are not experienced in the soul world. God expresses His qualities according to the law of nature through the corporeal body. The power can be experienced from incorporeal. But love... And knowledge is experienced when he takes the corporeal form. And it is his love that makes him speak. How to express? How to express sweet children, lovely children, wa my children, wa. What he is seeing in the children's eyes, what he is seeing on his forehead, how the light is shining. What is this? This is the expression of love, which is in this corporeal world, means where there is sound. And so yesterday, I think, perhaps 12 different words he used of the value of this meeting with Bap in corporeal form. And to enjoy and experience what is avyakta meeting, it is avyakta meeting in corporeal form. Means it is very subtle meeting. It is not gross meeting. So just like the fragrance of the flower is not gross, but the experience is very, means you can express, oh, it's very sweet, oh, it's very cold, it's very hot, it's very bitter. you are expressing this. So, and this is the godly powers, the spiritual powers. And the main power, when Baba is avyakt, is love. That he, this is the power of love. God is love. And when he was giving the knowledge through corporeal form, through Brahma Baba, then God is truth. Sat, truth. So he explained all the confusion, misunderstanding, conflict of opinions, blind faith concepts. In Sakar Murli, it's what is truth about the spiritual laws. What is the truth about the knowledge of the soul and God? Every day, if in the Murli, you see, it's a contrast. It's misunderstanding or human ideas based some on experience which is truth, or truth is experienced and they want to express and they are not able to express the subtlety, then it becomes mixed. And then it is a mixture, how to then make people understand and maintain this. Then the pictures are made. The scriptures are made and pictures are made, and people see the pictures and they think that that's what it was. So they make very funny mixture of this. So it's a mixture experience. And this is also happens when they are subtle, when we want to express, put into wordings, so it becomes the individual's experience is expressed in different ways. But truth remains the truth. Then image also comes, of the form comes. When you think of the fragrance, when you are experiencing the fragrance, the picture of the flower will appear in your eyes, in your mind. So you are seeing something sakar, means gross, which you can touch. The color which you can see with your eyes, but fragrance you cannot see. Fragrance you cannot touch. But you believe it was nice fragrance. Cold is touching you, but you cannot touch it. Heat is touching you, but you cannot touch it. And you feel it's real, it's real. Others say, but show me where is cold, but I am feeling cold. Oh, it's very hot. Where is hot? It is the power of the sun. The power is experience. Just like the nature has the property of something which you experience. So God is prosperous. His property is love, purity, peace, bliss, benevolence, wisdom. So Sakar Murli, he had been given this, all this. And now through Avyakta Murli, he is expressing that all this, what he is giving, is just love. One time I also asked Kuzardari, when 2-3 years ago actually, 2-3 seasons back, I think. And I said, Dadi, now Baba speaks, that is the deep Murlis that used to be in the early days are very deep, like a university study. And a lot of, it makes you think and you want to go deeper and deeper. But now Baba speaks just only love, love. And Dadi said, now what else they need? The true love, selfless love, pure love. This is what Baba gives. And so this love, it is the meeting. And yesterday, very special way he expressed, what is really this meeting? Would you like to share what was your experience? what did they say, what is the specialities or different title he gave, different names he gave of the meeting. What makes it an invaluable meeting? It is an invaluable meeting. Why? Would anybody would like to share, or you just want to hear? Otherwise it would be just, I am only revising, but its revision is with you, no? But I'm revising, not for myself, but I'm revising, I want to hear from you as well. What was it that he spoke about? What is real meeting, which really is called meeting, and experience becomes a real experience? It is said, he said, it is the meeting of the specialities. Remember? The specialities of the children with the specialities of Baba, of God. It's a meeting, qualities are meeting the qualities. Love begets love. And that's why he first expresses, and that this experience of this love, meeting love, opens the heart. And Raj Dulare, my royal beloved children. It's the meeting of Raj Dulare, royal. It's a royal meeting. It's not possessive meeting. It's a where there is royalty, respect is there. Greatness, it's a great meeting with greatness. It's Mahan meeting. Because the greatness is in the royalty and purity. And it is the power of the, how much is the pure feeling in ourselves of purity is in soul consciousness. And in soul consciousness the qualities are emerging, and these qualities, according to the law of attraction, the quality attract each other, and love means attraction. And this becomes then connection. Connection becomes experience. It's not one way, it's two ways love. If only Baba's speaking, wah my children, wah my children, wah. But Baba makes us express, wah Baba wah, wah my Baba wah, wah sweet Baba wah, wah lovely Baba wah, so that the heart is open. It's a meeting of the hearts. It's the meetings of the eyes. Through the eyes, this meeting of the hearts. And this is why it's a direct meeting. It's not through someone. Even not using, thinking that it's direct, using the organ eyes of Gulzar Dadi, but it's a direct meeting. It's invaluable meeting. And this is an example of love from such a far land. Baba comes, and even those who are sitting very far, Baba's love is reaching them. Baba's love is touching them. even they are not there, just like a fragrance. You cannot touch, but from a distance you can tell. Light you cannot touch, but light is touching you. Heat you cannot touch, but it is touching you. Baba continues to give his love, continues to sing his praise. And this is why he says, it's a unique meeting. It's a uniqueness is this, it is loving and yet detached. Loving yet detached. It's the ocean of love meeting us. The ocean of love was present yesterday. And you just dive in the ocean of love. The ocean, you swim, you dive deep. Water does not catch you. You come out, water does not hold on your back. You swim, you are out. You dive deep, you can come up again. It's a balanced. It's loving and yet Baba is detached. How much somebody is taking, he is detached from that. He's not at that time thinking, oh, this one is at that, even Baba is present, and this one still are little bit thinking, worrying, wondering, is Baba there? Is Baba there or not? Baba is there, whether other may be somewhere else, but Baba is present for them. Can you give the mic to them so then I can hear the questions? Others should also hear.
Baba said, "Aaj sabhi dil ke dulare, har ek bachcha."
Dil ke dulare, dil ke dulare. Dil means heart. Beloved, harshly love children. Dil ka dular means Baba. That's why I did not understand the word. Dil ka dular means it's love. Dular is when the children are very loving, but they are a little bit naughty, and then it's lad pyar, dular means with great kindness, with great love, with great care, with great attention. It's called dular. Dil ka dular. So these are the children that Baba's are beloved children. Baba loves from his heart, cares them from the heart. This is why they dil ke dulare, raj dulare children. And this is why he says that this is a wonderful, it's a unique, detached, unique, but it's a wonderful meeting because it's not gross, no. And this is why it's a special vidhi, that's why the method in when he spoke about how you experience this. The method to experience is that you also open your heart. As Baba is offering his love with that concern, with care, with attention. So this is also the method. This is because it is the qualities are connecting with the qualities. So you should also open and bring these qualities on surface. Not only just it is there, but what is there it should be. Mrs. I'm conscious of these qualities. I'm aware of the qualities that Baba has given me. And this is why it's a golden chance of meeting. It's a golden opportunity to experience this love. And because he was experiencing that the light is shining, the forehead is sparkling, the eyes are sparkling. So he expressed the feeling of his heart. And so we also, that's why he say, Vaha Baba Vaha, Mitha Baba Vaha. How many times he asked us also to say, Vaha Baba Vaha. One time there was nothing answered in the Murli, Vaha Baba Vaha, Mitha Baba Vaha, Pyara Baba, Mitha Baba, Lovely Baba. And every time you say, every time the heart opens, the love of the heart is expressed. Dil ka dular. And this is what he said, this meeting of the real love from the heart leaves an impact like a stamp. It leaves a stamp on your heart. And this stamp then is automatically brings, expresses in bliss. And then when you will, whether you are here or not, if you are gone from here, just recall that experience. What has merged in your heart, just recall it, remember it. And it will become, this scene will become present. And so this is the method to keep this love alive, constant flow. So meeting will not finish, meeting, that must be a met and meeting finished, but meeting will continue. That's why he says, whenever you want, just emerge that scene. Emerge the scene how Baba was meeting in the corporeal form. In this corporeal world we are meeting. Experiences here that we are having. And other result would be that then you would immediately feel comfort, sukh, not only happiness, it's a dilaram, not dilaram, dil ka comfort, dil ka anand, this is sukh and bliss. Means it, this means that all the sorrows of our heart are washed away when this meeting is again and again bringing back, recalling. Because then when love is there, it is expressed through the eyes also. It is expressed to the face as well. And he says, faces are sparkling. The forehead is sparkling. The eyes are merged in eyes. And not only one time, same thing again and again, underlining it. Just like when the mother is having the child in his lap, not only one time says, my sweet child. How many times says, lovely child, my sweet child, my angel child, my special child. And that the child feels real because with that vibrations are created. And so Baba's meeting is actually, there are three methods that Baba uses to meet this unique meeting. He creates the, when it is the atmosphere is created of that love, makes everybody stand, hand up, hand stand up, and he likes the scene oh, this you see he likes when then you are with enthusiasm, have hand up and then not one hand but two hands up. And that is first, before that he creates the vibrations. The first meeting is the vibrations. You can see then when Baba comes. All of us are subtly connected with Baba. In silence. Some know that connection is already there. And some are waiting, Baba comes and then we are connected. Some are aware when the other's light is on, then they are aware, oh, I also have switch on the light. Right? So it's like that total silence. Such a big gathering yesterday, no? From the hall, one time that scene was shown, only the heads were seen, no? Back, complete, full. And not only just in the hall, but outside is our equal. In Prakashastambh or in front of the conference hall and the other places, such a big gathering. Inside hall or outside, this vibrations of silence, which connects us with our own original self as a soul. And then Baba's second method is that he gives drishti. It's connection. In soul conscious, even if we are little bit body conscious or little bit sitting for so long, tense or tired, when we are waiting, Baba's drishti is coming on this side, becomes injection. An injection doesn't take long. It's a 1 second injection. And sometimes you don't even notice, a good expert nurse gives us an injection and you are still waiting to wait. It's over, it's done. You don't even notice an injection is done, given. But that works afterwards inside, no? So it's an injection of this godly power. That meeting is the meeting of the qualities with the qualities, the specialities with the specialities. To bring that speciality up, to activate the speciality in us, to remove the weakness and sickness in us, to empower the soul of its own qualities. So this meeting is a unique meeting, it's a special meeting, it's a loveful meeting, it's a caring meeting through drishti. And the third thing is to make it a real relationship. Experience on this corporeal world of relationship with each other, because relationship is communication. Relationship means communication, not one side communication, but two side communication. And so this is why what Baba is seeing today, what he wants, so then he appreciates, recalls the experience from the past. Relationship is not only from the present, but then he reminds the stories, like yesterday. Stories of the mothers, those who are in bondage, stories of the Pandavas, of brothers, of males, how the females Shiv Shaktis. Shaktis are powerful, but males are no less. And there are stories of brothers as well, that their wives, as Baba says, they do not know what you are practicing. And this is why even not only just the mothers have to face the problems, males also have to face the problems because they miss their wives, do not know, their family do not know, what are you up to? What you are receiving it. And so they cause problems. And there are many stories, entertaining stories. And sometimes Baba says, Baba enjoys that. To see the special things that the children create to meet Baba. How they come in so much bondage and yet they make themselves free. So many obstacles, but they are Shiv Shakti, fearless. Brothers, Bahadur, brave, because for them it is a society, it's their company, it is their office, it is their standard, it is their position, it is their respect in this. It's a different kind of challenges that are for male's body and there are different challenges for female's body. But Baba praised the specialities of both. It is Shaktis who are really, without Shaktis nothing will do, and without the Pandavas also nothing will be done. So he was equally, just like the mother and father praises the boys and the girl, the mother, the female child and female child, so Baba praised both of them. It's a relationship, encouragement. Appreciating the work that is being done. And then finally, it's a New Year's meeting. It was New Year's Eve meeting. The New Year is coming. Appreciating, enjoying. So there I felt it was just like Dadi was also present. Not only Baba was present, but Dadi Gulzar was also present. Means not 100%, but was present. Like few seconds Baba and few seconds Dadi. Like Sakar Baba's time, sometimes Shiv Baba, sometimes Brahma Baba. Sometimes Shiv Baba, sometimes Brahma Baba. And this loveful meeting, a good example of how Dadi Janaki forgets this is me. Just for her, it's like a child comes and meets the mother and kisses the mother. There's no question of thousands and thousands are watching. It's a private in public. Beautiful love, pure love, innocent love. And so Baba also and Dadi as well, that you are 100 years, but you are young. And also making it very clear, yes, program is made, fine. When it is made, blessing is given. But also gave a signal, very subtle. So is the law is also there and love is also there. So every little, though it's a, there is not deep murlis like that, because now the whatever is needed, what is the public in front of him? The gathering. Yesterday he also used sabha. Sabha means the gathering. New and old children are present there. Very new, those who don't even yet recognize, but have come because others have encouraged them to come. Of course, they follow the discipline. But that deep recognition is now, it is experience brings realization and recognition. And this is why Baba is giving his experience of love, his experience of power, empowering the soul, encouraging the soul, his children. So these three types of meeting of vibrations through which and then through drishti and creating the atmosphere, giving the experience of relationship. Because relationship, it is that will help us again to recall whenever we remember, this scene will emerge. Baba says, you can, whenever you want, no, then you can create this experience again. The scene will be emerge in the mind. And when a relationship is there, then any, sometime Baba, my mother, sometime my father, sometime my friend, sometime, and those Sakar Murlis are reminding us how to make this experience real. And so this is why, because in the Sakar form, incorporeal becomes corporeal, and we are sitting here in this corporeal world, so this is called Sakar meeting, corporeal meeting, because the love and knowledge and relationship is here. And this will help us to have yoga with Baba, which power then makes us more pure, powerful, and perform the righteous action that Baba is again and again making clear what righteous actions are. Today's Murli, how the karma, akarma, vikarma and sakar Murlis, very clear guidance is there to experience different relationships and perform different actions with different qualities. And so this is why it's a meeting through giving the experience of love through relationship with Him. Om Shanti. Yeah.
Baba was so happy to meet his children, and he spoke about how happy he was, and he also mentioned how happy the children were to meet the father. Yeah. This went on for a while, and when he was so delighted to meet his children, yeah, why was his meeting, because God is talking to all of us, why was the meeting interrupted by Sister Mohini when she interrupted the meeting and said 16,000 people have come from Delhi and Agra?
No, slowly, say it, what was the, why it was?
Why was it interrupted by Sister Mohini, who interrupted God when God was speaking to his children?
Yeah.
She interrupted him by saying,
yeah,
that 16,000 people, 2,000 from Agra and 14,000 had come from Delhi. So she kind of cut short the meeting. What was the reason for that?
I can understand this question. It is, I think, perhaps the organizers are also more concerned of the health of Dadi. And then they think it's according to the body's time is, for example, when we are sitting for such a long time, natural call, body might need something. Sometimes it is their concern. And so this is why they think that, and Baba wants, and it is, Baba wanted to speak, and he created, and still he continued. Even it was interrupted, he did not stop. This is what the beauty of avyakta is, that there's no feeling of being interrupted. That makes me, inspires me. Okay, it's concern of the organizer to make everything in time, to make it aware of Dadi's health also, we should be cautious of that. But Baba is so detached. Does not feel that, oh, it's insult. I want to meet the children, I want to give the fruit, and I want to give the toli, and then they take the toli away. Because they think that it will become a big queue, and then it's difficult to control. So for them it will become difficult, and how everything is running smoothly, so that also if it is there, so let everybody take whatever they can take from distance. So this, through this act, Baba is also presenting us, giving an example that remain detached from respect or not accept respect. Means what about other speaking? Somebody wants to speak when Baba himself is speaking, and still but the children want to, let me do something. Mother is talking to the child, and the child comes and put the hand of them on the foot and mouth on mother's hand, and closes mother's mouth and wants to speak and want to do the things. It's exactly this corporeal relationship. They have a right. They feel they are sustaining, they are arranging, they are, that's Bhavta, there's a puppet in their hand at that time. He becomes a puppet. And this is what made me realize the word he used yesterday, very beautiful for himself, Bholanath. It is the meeting of the Lord of Innocence. He acted like an innocent. Gulzar Dadi also, just like an innocent child. Baba also, like innocent Lord. Lord, but so innocent. Did not feel, not even a single vibrations of feeling that he is, why the mic is not being given when he is whispering. And others are also waiting. But then the person who has the organization to control everything is not signaling, bring the mic. Right? So it was, so I thought this gave a very clear example of what is meaning of the last word of Sakar Baba, bodiless, voiceless, no anger, no reaction, totally detached and egoless. Here, hey, I am giving the children the real sustenance and power, and you are not letting me tell. And he is giving very important direction for the new year. Encouragement. Bring your new ideas. Create new ideas. Put it into plan. Through this you will make progress. Okay, if you don't have time to speak, write it to me. So he gave the answer to the questions that others were having in the mind. And this is what it is called, Jani Jaranhar. So total bodiless, voiceless, egoless. We ask the question, no, you have asked, you have expressed it, and I think others also felt this, no? So, but we understand, and then we know that Baba will not stop giving the answer or the power he wants to give. Even if it is some organization is trying to discipline everything. Many times, other time you would have noticed that, because when the fruit is going to be given, and Baba wants to give the fruit, and then they take the basket away, but Baba does not stop giving love. He gives more drishti. The person did not get the fruit, but get powerful drishti. So it was satisfaction. It was not the feeling, oh, I did not get the apple, but it was ample love and power. And that was enough. This is what it is. May, please, on the mic.
Didi, in line with what sister shared, this 18th January, when Baba came, Baba was reminded every time, today is 18th January, today is 18th January, but Baba didn't speak about that. Baba spoke he gave his own message. This also shows the detached.
No, because see, right, true, because they were making it confirm that he should promise. No, he did not say today is 18th January. They said, you will come on 18th January. You will come on 18th January. He did not promise this, no.
Every time Muni Behan, I think, was saying, Baba, today is 18th January, reminding. But Baba was giving another message. He didn't speak. It was last year, I think. Last year. For 18th January.
Last year.
Yes.
Last
year. So, every time Baba was being reminded, today is 18th January.
Last year.
As if guiding what Baba has to say, I think.
Yeah. So it means Baba does not take the guidance because it's meeting, no? And he is there and experiencing and giving the experience. He does not have to say 18th January, especially when it is there 18th January. And all he had spoken already, that it is a special day of remembrance. The Sakar children are... He had spoken such a big murli that all were present. And today it was that the children were... the garland of love reached him because of special day. So he has already spoken the murli. He does not have to say 18th of January. So it does not mean that he follows the order of the children. He keeps his authority as well. And he just did not hear that. And we want to make it sometime on according to our wish. I mean, those who want to organize this, they want to have that others should have a special message. Again, from the past impressions and memories, that on the 18th of January, Baba would speak about, specially about Sakar Baba. And this time, he did not speak. Last time, he did not speak that reminded. He reminded what was happening that particular time and particular day. So that was it. Yes. Yes. Anything else? It's this love and power makes my eyes moisturize. The love so great. This is what it is, the Lord of Innocent. The song, there's no one like the Lord of Innocent. A song, beautiful song. And this is what it is, that when he speaks his damru, his drum of knowledge sounds, it opens the secrets, many secrets of how we come down through one stage to another stage to other. So we become authority, we become master, we want to control everything, and Baba is there, detached. Or sometimes we are so ignorant, then he makes us aware, you should be powerful, you should be active. So it was the meeting of the innocent Lord with his innocent children, but also very clever children. So we want to become masters of God, no? Master God, sometimes we become. But Baba still is so, so beautiful, so loveful, so blissful. Truth, benevolent, beautiful, and blissful. So let us now have meditation according to today's direction for the new year which is started, for this point of being double light angel. I'm not sure, I was Panda Bhavan and read Murli there. This direction is today's to practice this meditation. So now we can have this 10 minutes meditation with this powerful thought. Thank you for listening.